Goran Bregovic is one of the most beloved musicians and composers from the Balkans. He grew up in the Bosnian city of Sarajevo and witnessed the atrocities of war in the 1990s. He channeled the Balkans' pain, madness, and endless humor into his music.
Bosna!
His latest project is called Three Letters from Sarajevo. It's an album with singers from around the world, anchored by three pieces for violin and orchestra. Bregovic told me he wrote these violin compositions as a metaphor for three religions coexisting in Sarajevo: Christianity, Judaism, and Islam.
Sarajevo is a metaphor for this time, today, because what we see now in the world, it was seen in Sarajevo for the first time, that today we are good neighbors and tomorrow we can shoot to each other just because we are from different religion. So I use this metaphor as a starting point. And then my next metaphor who makes the music is violin, who is played in three main manners. Classical Christian, which is how we know is played in our Western schools, how we teach the kids to play violin. I was one of them. Then there is klezmer, the way Jews play violin. A little bit different technique because there is always some little twists and exaggeration and kind of sense of humor that classical violin doesn't have. And then as a third, as a Muslim way of playing violin, which is really different technique, it's completely with semi-notes that we don't use in classical music, also with glissandos and fragilettos that we don't use on that way like in classical music. So this is in a sense of metaphors, those three ways of playing violin serves very well on message that I want to send with these three letters.
I know that you composed these pieces. Did you play the violin for these concertos or were they all guest performers?
No, I'm not good at that. I was just on the beginning because my father was, he was a soldier, of course, but he was amateur violin players and his big dream was that I play violin. But I was a clever kid. I think immediately I understood that girls prefer guitar players than violinists.
So. So you picked up the guitar.
Of course, I picked up the guitar.
There are so many collaborators on this album from all over the world: Tunisia, Israel, Spain, Serbia. Tell me how those collaborators all fit into your concept for this album.
Because I'm not a guy from the showbiz, so it's always simple with me. I had the luck to have collaboration with a lot of artists that I will ask autograph on the airport if I saw them. So it's probably on this record, this is record that has more influence than ever from the others. Because, you know, once you start to play your song with Rashid Taha, immediately song became kind of Arab punk.
This song is Dui Dui, and he's from Algeria.
Then you start to work with Bebe, who is a beautiful Spanish artist. She was nominated for the Grammy last year. Who turn your songs on opposite. Whatever I imagine in my song that has to be loud suddenly became soft and female.
Bebe's song is called Pero. Let's listen to a little bit of this.
If it's possible to make punk tender, she managed to do that. Asaf Avidan is probably one of the most interesting voices nowadays, I think, in the world.
It's beautiful, it's Israeli singer with this high, reedy voice.
Yeah. Let us drink our sorrows, say goodbye to our tomorrows, wash away upon our tired shore. And so when you start to play your song with him, suddenly it catches some twist that you didn't plan to have it.
His song is called Baila Leila.
Baila Leila, yes.
You've been making music with so many people over so many years. Do you still learn new things from your collaborators?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, I started very early. I started as a striptease bar musician.
Really? That was your beginning?
This is my beginning, yes. In age of 17. So,
on the guitar?
Yes, I play bass on that time. And I promised to my mom that I'm not going to play music, and I study for 4 years. I study philosophy. And during communist times, when you study philosophy, you became professor of Marxism. So I was saved from this destiny of teaching kids Marxism because I became a rock and roll star in the last year of university. So I have a long career. And nowadays, I like to understand music as a conversation. Music is language.
You know, this album paints a picture of Sarajevo that is so international and multicultural, where people of different religions coexist peacefully. Is this the Sarajevo of today, or is it the past, or is it just your hope of what it may someday be?
Well, unfortunately, this is terrible borderline with terrible history. So this is one unhappy place. Human beings are conditioned machines. If you condition them to be good, they will be good. But unfortunately, when war comes out, all the wars from the people comes out. So I think now it's one period after the war still that still everyone try to find a way how to make real peace among Muslims, Catholics, and Orthodox.
I know you've said that since the early 90s, you've tried to put together things that were destroyed by the Balkan War. And I wonder why you feel that this is something you have to do. Why is this an artist's responsibility?
Because for me, it's easy. It's difficult for religion and politics. You can put together the things that are unimaginable for politics or religion. But like one little message in the bottle when you throw in the ocean, someone will probably find it. This record is not very much showbiz or big top 20 records, but it will find some audience. Already my career is a miracle. I'm from such a small musical culture, and I have audience in farthest places on the earth, you can imagine.
Goran Bregovic, it's a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Composer and musician Goran Bregovic. His latest album is Three Letters from Sarajevo.